Chapter 9. The Guilt and Regret. Looking at the Wreckage. Veterans often come to a moment where they see the damage they've caused. It's not always right away. Sometimes it takes years for the truth to sink in. But when it does, it can feel like a wave crashing down, leaving them struggling to breathe. They start to see the broken relationships, the lost friendships, and the people they pushed away without even realizing why. That realization brings a painful sense of guilt and regret. The wreckage isn't always physical, it's emotional, and it cuts deep. When veterans realize the damage they've done. Coming home from combat is not the same as coming home from a long trip. Combat changes how you see the world and how you see people. Veterans are often taught to be guarded, to stay on high alert, and to protect themselves from harm. But that mindset doesn't switch off easily in civilian life. Many veterans struggle to let down their guard, even around the people who love them the most. It's easy to lash out when you feel unsafe. It's easy to push people away when you feel like you need to protect yourself. Over time, those reactions create cracks in relationships. Arguments happen more often. Silence replaces meaningful conversations. Family and friends start to drift away, not because they don't care, but because they don't know how to reach someone who's emotionally locked down. The realization of this damage often comes in quiet moments. Maybe it's sitting alone on a Saturday night when you used to have plans with friends. Maybe it's noticing that your phone hasn't rung in days. Or maybe it's hearing that someone you used to care about is moving on without you. Veterans often reflect on these moments with a mix of confusion and sadness. They didn't mean to cause this damage, but they did. The shame of losing people who mattered most. Guilt is one thing, but shame cuts even deeper. Guilt says, I made a mistake. Shame says, I'm a bad person. Veterans who lose important relationships often carry that sense of shame. It's not just about the actions that caused the breakup, it's believing that they are fundamentally flawed and unworthy of love. Shame shows up in different ways. Sometimes it looks like anger. A veteran might lash out at someone trying to reconnect because they feel they don't deserve forgiveness. Sometimes it looks like withdrawal. A veteran might avoid family gatherings or social events because they don't want to face the people they believe they've hurt. And sometimes it shows up as self-sabotage. Veterans who feel ashamed might push people away on purpose, convinced that it's better to leave than to risk being left. There's a heavy sense of loss that comes with shame. Losing someone you love feels like losing a part of yourself. Veterans often replay the final moments of a relationship over and over, wondering what they could have done differently. The regret is intense, but the belief that they are too damaged to fix things is what keeps them stuck. The moment of clarity, recognizing the need for change. Clarity doesn't always come in a dramatic moment. Sometimes it comes quietly, in the middle of an ordinary day. A veteran might look in the mirror and realize they don't recognize the person staring back at them. They might get a call from an old friend and feel a surge of hope mixed with fear. Or they might wake up one morning and realize they're tired of feeling alone. The moment of clarity is when a veteran realizes that they don't have to keep living this way. They can't change the past, but they can decide to face it. This is the moment when veterans start to ask the hard questions. Why did I push them away? Why couldn't I let them in? What am I afraid of? This turning point is painful, but it's also powerful. Recognizing the need for change means accepting responsibility. It's not about blaming themselves for everything that went wrong. It's about owning the parts they can control and making the choice to try something different. Veterans who reach this point often feel a mix of fear and hope. Fear that it might be too late to fix things, and hope that maybe it's not. Facing the damage with honesty. The hardest part about healing is admitting the damage. It's easy to stay in denial and convince yourself that things weren't that bad. But veterans who are serious about healing know that honesty is the only way forward. That means having difficult conversations. It means admitting to the people they've hurt that they were wrong, not with excuses, but with honesty. Apologies can't erase the damage, but they can open the door to rebuilding trust. Veterans who take this step often find that people are more willing to listen than they expected. Family members and friends who walked away might not have been angry. They might have just been hurt and confused. Hearing a veteran admit their mistakes and express a desire to make things right can be enough to begin mending those relationships. Not everyone will be open to reconnecting. Some people might have moved on, and that's a hard truth to accept. But the goal isn't to fix everything. The goal is to make peace with the past and learn how to move forward without carrying the weight of guilt and regret. Learning to forgive themselves. Even if other people are willing to forgive, veterans often struggle to forgive themselves. They replay the worst moments over and over. The harsh words, the missed calls, the broken promises. Forgiving yourself means accepting that you are human and that mistakes don't define you. Self-forgiveness isn't about forgetting the past. It's about learning from it. Veterans who forgive themselves begin to see that their actions were a result of pain and confusion, not a reflection of their character. They begin to realize that they are not broken. They are healing. Forgiveness also means giving yourself permission to move forward. Holding on to guilt doesn't make you a better person. It just keeps you stuck. Veterans who learn to forgive themselves begin to feel lighter. They stop waiting for punishment and start looking for peace. Rebuilding trust one step at a time. Rebuilding trust is slow. Veterans who are serious about repairing damaged relationships need to understand that trust isn't given, it's earned. That means showing up consistently. It means listening without defensiveness. It means being honest, even when it's uncomfortable. Small steps matter. A returned phone call, a meaningful conversation, a shared laugh. These moments seem small, but they are the foundation of rebuilding trust. Veterans who stay committed to healing often find that relationships slowly begin to feel stronger and more secure. Some relationships won't survive, and that's okay. Veterans who learn to accept this find that they are more at peace with themselves. They understand that rebuilding isn't about getting everyone back. It's about learning how to open up and trust again. Finding redemption in connection. Guilt and regret are heavy burdens, but they don't have to define the rest of a veteran's life. Healing begins when veterans realize that they are not beyond redemption. They have the ability to rebuild, to reconnect, and to create new, healthier relationships. Redemption comes through connection. Veterans who make peace with the past find that they are more open to the future. They stop expecting the worst and start believing that good things are possible. They begin to trust that they are worthy of love and that healing is not only possible, it's within reach. The wreckage of the past will always be there. but veterans who face it with honesty and courage find that they are stronger than they thought. They learn that the people who truly care about them are willing to meet them halfway. And most importantly, they learn that it's never too late to start over.